Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 467968 through 468036, warrant 7935, 5 transfers or journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public hearing for proposed rezoning requests.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 20th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. This time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for the cases Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. So your first case this morning is order number 06-20-2022-01, which is the Monsanto Properties LLC. On June 13th, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to not approve the rezoning request of one parcel number 19-2.0-10-003-012-006.007, which is located at 315 Idlewild Drive, Ridgedale. The existing property is currently zoned R1, single-family residential. The rezoning request is for RR1, rural residential district. This parcel is one of 13 approximate 3-acre lots in Table Rock Terrace subdivision recorded in 1991. I'm looking on our projector here. This is the Long Creek Bridge, and I've got the lot highlighted. So here's our zoning layer. The yellow is R1, the green C2. This is a copy of the plat. It's just a pictometry view from the south. And then I just took some photos of the entrance, which I usually do to show the Planning Commission. And then the driveway, looking both directions. With that, I would turn it over to the County Commission and the applicant.
The applicant want to come up and make a statement? Is the applicant here?
I don't see him.
Well, based on applicant not here and the recommendation from the planning and zoning, do you guys want to move forward or do you want to?
Yes, I think we can go ahead and move forward.
Move to.
Do you want to have any public hearing?
Yeah, do we have anyone, I guess, here in. Do we want to hear the Is anyone here in opposition to this petition?
Yes.
They're all here for that, yeah.
Should we not ask anyone in favor?
She wants to be counted twice. I assumed that, so if I jumped the gun, I'm sorry. Yeah, did you guys want to have any discussion? Like I said, with the recommendation from planning,
I'm ready to move on it.
So. Move on.
I just want to make sure that Scott and this have a resolution. I don't have an is there an order?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hereby ordered.
Where's the okay? Okay, here it is. Here it is.
You got it.
Yep. So we need to deny the order if our intent is to not allow the zoning change.
Correct.
Move to deny order number 06-20-2022-01, which is a zoning district amendment for 315 Idle Wild Drive in Ridgedale, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So just for convenience, I'm going to move on down to order number 06-20-2022-03, which is Hartford Rentals, LLC. On June 13th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to not approve the rezoning request of one parcel, 19-2.0-10-003-012-006.012, which is located at 149 Idlewild Drive, Ridgedale. So again, here's our location of Long Creek Bridge. This lot is three lots away from the last application. Zooming in, it's just a little bit north. It's a photo of it. And then the pictometry view. And then here's the actual photos of the house. In the driveway both directions. I don't know if we have applicant for this one or not either. We'll check and see.
See if there's an applicant here.
Yeah, is the applicant here on this? Order numbers 0620-2022-03. Hartford Rentals, LLC. I see no applicant here.
I'm going to ask, is anybody here?
Is anyone here in favor of this? Is anyone here in opposition?
She did it again. Well, based on recommendation from Taney County Planning Commission Board and the representative not showing up, do you guys want to move forward or do you want to?
Move forward.
I'm ready to move forward.
Move to deny order number 06-20-2022-03, zoning district amendment for 149 Idle Wild Drive in Ridgedale, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. And this is to?
Motion to deny.
Deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's denied.
Does she have to clap twice as long? Okay.
She'll probably do a dance as she goes out.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. There it is.
You were right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Can I talk to you?
No, not now. We're still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, moving on to order number 06-20-2022-02, 417 Masonry and Construction. On June 13th, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 18-6.0-14-002-006-013.000, located on Fremont Street, which consists of lot number 23 and 24, Branson. The existing property is zoned R1, single-family residential. The rezone request is for R2, one- and two-family residential district. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, each lot is 60 by 120, located in Table Rock Acres subdivision. There are no structures on the property. If approved, the applicant plans to construct a two-story duplex on each lot. The duplex would have connection to Branson Sewer and Missouri American Water for water. So looking at our screen, this is the Table Rock area, Table Rock Acres. This is State Highway 165. Of course, all this surrounding I'll show on the map is the city of Branson. All your gray colored is the incorporated. There is an R3 zone here and an RB1 there. So this is a view from the north looking towards those lots in a pictometry view. The overhead of the GIS, the red tick lines are your lot lines, and just the plat, copy of the plat showing the lots. And it's pretty wooded lot, so there's not much of photography except just again trying to take pictures of the access road so you get a feel for both directions. And the applicant is here for this.
Do you mind going back to that map real quick so I can, the overhead?
I'm trying that to one?
No.
That one?
Yeah, is that down off Quebec?
Yes.
Okay.
Quebec.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Applicant, come on forward. Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jorge Armando Barumo Lizardi. My address is 155 Saplin Drive, Branson, Missouri, 65616. I own three more lots on three different streets, and I'm planning to do the same if this passes to continue to build, you know, better homes for people there.
You want to explain to the commission what type of home and your purpose?
It's a duplex, like one in stack of each other. Have you seen Country Ridge, Valley Ridge apartments, kind of? Like there's two, not apartments, but it's they're like duplexes, one bottom, one the top, instead of side by side. And so since the lots are right next to each other, I can put four right there and provide four homes instead of two homes.
There's a petition that they presented to the Planning Commission of area residents in support. There's three different pages, so I don't know if that was included in your package.
And your hope of building these homes is
clean up the area. I'm hoping to clean up the area and be able to provide a better living. And as you can tell, there's a lot of people living on the long-term hotels, and kind of help the people around there. I spoke with like a lot of people on there, and they can't get financing from a bank, or you know, they just put tents. I don't know if you guys seen that. They just put a tent on the lot and live on there. And so they're willing to be able to move into a place like that and be affordable for them.
Would, and I'm just ask.